Charlotte. I'm a technical software manager at HPE. The reason I'm here is your topic was one of the most attractive.
I'm Bob Buffer. I work with a lot of people developing new products, finding components, ways to do things, and
Adrian Phillips, I'm a product manager, and you guys know something that I don't know.
Wonderful.
Hi, I'm Bill. I'm a open source software engineer. And this will hopefully teach me how to communicate better to customers and to other engineers and probably to marketing.
I'm Max, and I spent way too much time in PowerPoint, so
I'm ready to respond. Okay, I didn't know what the presentation was about. I didn't do my homework. Cool name, sounds like Machu Picchu, and I've always wanted to try that. Because they won't let me fly over. How's that?
I'm Carolyn Anderson, and I've done a variety of different kinds of sales, almost all the small business owners, and it's hard to get their attention, so if you can make it short, concise, and keep them interested, that's a good thing.
Ted Huff, I'm a product manager for payment software. I'm looking for this to give me the ability to do more of what I want and less of what I have to.
Toshi Tuboy, product manager at SAS. So want to learn what's a good balance between concise and minded by information. And the other is, I think it's Japanese, so I'm wondering why it's called
Chakusha. It is Japanese.
Especially
actually.
Given Chakusha means small talk or
yes.
Nonsense
it
talk.
It means chit-chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what name is for conciseness.
Explain that.
Okay.
Exactly.
No, it's nothing to do with that.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But it is Japanese, so, yeah.
But it's like the opposite of concise.
It isn't.
Well, that's what I want to, yeah.
Chit-chat isn't necessarily
I'm Derek Gray. I'm probably the odd man out in this conference. I'm a tester. I'm trying to understand what you guys do because a lot of your stuff is very fabulous and it's last. Thank you. And, of course, this is something new.
Maybe you want to communicate better with
the other departments. I'm Paul Torpey. I'm a product manager. I have to deliver a lot of presentations, so I'm just looking for ideas.
My name is Belch Monroe. I have a background in software development. I'm making a transition to more product management and getting in front of people talking more. And the environment I'm right now, everything turns into a 10-page document or an hour-and-a-half meeting.
And I'm trying to solve that.
Okay. And I'm trying to learn something and hopefully take it back.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So I'm Brianna. Right. And I'm Carly, and I said, you know, we don't have any experience in product. We're actually the organizers.
You guys share a last name?
We do. Yeah, we're Mallard. Actually sisters.
Okay.
We are. We're sisters. And our mother actually didn't start the shop up, but she sort of brought it up to us and said, hey, I'm doing this. Do you guys want to volunteer and help me? So we did, and now I'm sort of taking it over. So those are all great things that we can touch on all of those. So what we're going to do is first we're going to tell you a little bit about Puchaka and the unique qualities of Puchaka through a Puchaka-style presentation. And then we're going to kind of talk about some ideas that you have for applying Puchaka to your own workplace, and we're going to share and talk about those together. And then we can go over these goals and check them off and make sure that everyone sort of got something out of this.
So the bulk of this presentation is going to actually be a conversation between you guys on how you really want to use this and how you guys think that you can make everything more concise and just make things more simple for yourself, essentially.
Alrighty. So, thanks for our sponsors. this is Puchaka Night, and
because Wishaka is also an event in Golden Robin that we will talk about. So, the first thing about Wishaka is how do we pronounce it? This is actually the wrong pronunciation. It's Keshachu. So I think Wishaka, other people say Keshachuka, everything. So I go with PKN, because it's short for Keshachuka. So you can say it however you like. The structure, as I think some of you already know, is we have 20 slides, and each of those slides shows up for 20 seconds. It goes automatically, so you cannot have control over when it changes. And each of the slides is supposed to be an image. You can have words on it, and that's fine, but mostly it's supposed to be a visual representation. So, where did it all begin? Where did this come from? It came from Tokyo. There were two architects living and working in Tokyo, and they decided that they needed to have this event for all their designer friends to get together and meet, network, share their ideas together, sort of a creative thing. So it started in February of 2003, so it's actually fairly recent. And this is their designer kitchen club area called Superdome. They held these idea sharing events in their club for every month for 3 years. And because they kept having all these events and had more and more people, people started saying, oh, well, this is a really cool idea. Can I go have it in my city? So they said, yeah, sure, of course, why not? So they started having handshake agreements. Okay, great, you know, you're going to have it there. So now it's in 300 cities across the world, actually, including the Triangle. So now we have it in Raleigh, and these are some pictures from our last event in March. We also had our first event at SparkCon in September, the second event in March, and it's just really laid back. We have, you know, beer, fun, audience engagement, all that great stuff. And yeah, so it's really fun, and the next event is going to be in June.
So, other than it being auto, you know, changing, 20 slides and 20 seconds, you're probably wondering what exactly makes it so different from other styles that we're trying to say it makes it so concise. So we're going to go through a few of the examples of why it is so different, and feel free to add on to whatever you guys think.
So, some of the things we came up with is, of course, it's concise, like it's short. So this saying, you know, oh, now you have to describe your 2 years of work on two pages. People sometimes ask you to do that, but it's really hard. So this sort of gets people thinking, okay, I'm going to squish all my ideas and what's really important. It's kind of funny because we grew up watching The Simpsons. And, you know, it's good for Gen Y and trying to help Gen Y communicate and having, you know, giving a presentation to the Gen Y audience because we're used to just getting information quick, quick, quick. We don't want to wait, sit around. You know, we want our information in 6 minutes.
The thing, because I'm very visual, so I particularly like this aspect of Wishaka is that we use as many images as we can because images convey more information than words can at one point in time. So you have to use these images, and you have to actually engage with the audience and speak to them so that they are hearing what you are saying and not what they are reading on the screen.
Oh, also, I know in my work, you know, we have like these one-hour meetings, and someone up there was saying, you know, they're having these long meetings and they want to condense them. Well, with Wishaka, because they're so short, you can actually have six or 12 different presentations or ideas squished into the same amount of time that you normally would only have one presentation.
Another important aspect is that a lot of creative people have a tendency to talk or get off topic. And so with this, because it's so fast, you have to stay on topic and you have to just continue speaking about what you are talking about. But for other people who are a little less creative, they have a problem with actually continuing to speak. So this forces them to actually speak because there isn't anything on the PowerPoint presentation for them to rely on. So they can't just say, as you can see here, and then kind of just let people read. They have to actually speak and engage. Oh, this is also mine. So the other part of it is because you really have to know exactly what you're going to speak about, it gives you a lot of confidence. So you know you are awesome because you know exactly what you're going to be talking about because you have to because there's nothing on the slide to tell you except for the hot dog.
And when you know what you're talking about, other people trust you and believe you more. So that's great. It's just kind of funny. But, you know, with...
I know that, you know, in the workplace a lot, you know, you give PowerPoint presentations and people are like, oh, I'll just get the slides and, you know, I can just, you know, copy it down or whatever. And, you know, it's sort of proprietary because you own this and no one else can steal your ideas as easily because they have to talk to you.
So something I've mentioned before, and I've used this word, it forces you to engage with the audience. That's what this picture is about. So since you actually have to speak, you have to really talk to them. This is also awesome. The other part about it is that humor is 95% of the presentations. We are expected to make some mistakes. It's really fast. You're going to stumble over things. But it's okay, because you just go with it, and you really just have to... roll with the punches, I guess.
Mistakes happen, and, you know, people generally aren't going to notice, you know, but if you're moving so quickly, you're already on to the next idea. And it's fun. I mean, they're fun. So
that's actually the main point of Pujaka, is to share and have fun.
Right. So, that was it.
That's the entire thing. That's our whole idea in 6 minutes and 40 seconds.
And, so we're kind of wondering now, those are some of our ideas for why it's unique. So does everyone have some pieces of paper?
That's a big dissertation on it.
Right. So yeah, I thought we could just sort of go around, everybody could anonymously just put some ideas in the I know, it's not
such a problem.
While we're waiting, I'm going to share an idea that I had to apply it to my work. I work at RTI International, which is a work in survey research. So there can be like 20 different research projects going on at the same time. And honestly, I work on one of those, so I don't know what everyone else is doing. But maybe there are things that other people are doing in their research that I could use for my research. So what we usually do is we have these lunchtime seminars where, you know, maybe once every 2 months or so, we get together as a group and one research project will sort of present over the hour, you know, what they're doing or, you know, some cool thing that they're doing to help get survey respondents or, you know, something to share with the entire division. So for us, it could be interesting to have a Pujaka presentation during these lunchtime seminars instead of just one, so that we could have 12 different research projects sort of give a quick update synopsis on what we're doing, and then if anyone was interested and said, oh, that could be interesting, but you didn't get a lot of information about it, but if you were interested, you could then go to that project and say, all right, there was something about that sparked my interest, maybe we could talk about that a little more and might help share more communication that way.
Just anything you think it would help you, it would help if you have an idea that it would be useful in another capacity for somebody else in a design or something like that. Whatever you think it would be useful.
So it's
probably, oh yeah, so it'll stick together, I guess.
It was a race, right? It was a race.
It's always a race, okay. Yes. We're all about speed today.
Did the PowerPoint karaoke the idea come out of this, or is that something?
What?
PowerPoint karaoke? What is that?
I guess not.
I thought all karaoke was like PowerPoint.
We do this internally to train as we... somebody will put together a presentation, and they do it, it's called Biodex in South by Southwest, but it's basically the same type of thing, the same type of format, except you don't see the slides before they come up, and you know, they don't come up. And you do it in front of a group, and then there's like a competition, it's like karaoke for the game. It's very embarrassing.
Yeah, I would really hate doing that, honestly. Yeah.
But yeah, it's the same type of thing, same type of format, but you just don't...
But yeah, instead of being prepared in the time...
Yeah, you're not allowed.
I feel like I would like that better. You aren't prepared. You're just like, you know what? I made a mistake. I didn't know what's coming.
Yeah. They do it at South by Southwest. They did it, and there were probably 400 people in the audience, and you know, the first slide comes up, and it's like Heidi and Spencer, you know, I mean, like that you just have to really...
And you're trying to steer it a direction you have no idea what.
Yeah, you have a topic.
Were we thinking of doing something?
They're usually pretty...
yeah, we were. Actually, one of our ideas is that we were going to put together a presentation and then make one of y'all present the presentation and talk about that. But we thought that would be putting you guys a little bit too much on the spot.
What I try to do is encourage people at least at Southwest to follow Tom Peters' model. Have you seen his presentations?
No.
Go to Tom Peters. I mean, he's done these off-the-wall presentations for about 20 years. He published in the late mid-80s In Search of Excellence with somebody else. But his presentations is a single color with two or three words on it. And they're completely different what he talks about, essentially just to shake people up. And every slide is a completely different color. So the contrast of the slides coming just wake people up. Because you never know what color he's going to come. Different fonts, and they're all over the slide. And so
it's, but he never uses pictures, though.
See, again? He never uses pictures, I know. And I think he should use more pictures, but...
He's such a dynamic speaker.
Oh, yeah. Plus, he probably doesn't need it, right? Because people pay attention to him, but... I love that he always changes colors around, and you know, I was trying to figure out how what he's talking about on the slide relates to what he's saying, and it's really...
That's cool. That does keep you very engaged.
Yeah, he's really good at it.
Tom Peters.
You could also take this in the other
Tom
direction.
Tom Peters, yes.
And
go to this, he writes a daily blog, and he has examples of presentations.
Presentations of information.
Yeah.
It's like, he's got a fabulous seminar that comes to Raleigh once a year that I always send all my departments to, and they always keep it changed.
That's
like the least of what he... He wrote a book on this called The Cognitive Style of PowerPoint. It's about the space shuttle design that nobody noticed.
But the real work that he does is it's essentially you've got to get your 2 years of work down into 2 pages. And he's a lot of mind-opening ideas for how you can get as much data onto a single picture to demonstrate relationships. So I can see the one aspect of this, you could put one of these together very quickly, but another effective way to be... Right, well, but another way to do something, if you're involved in testing, if you're involved in software design, if you're involved in software performance is what we used to do. You know, you've spent 6 weeks gathering up your data. What people tend to do is put row after row of bar charts up to show various relationships. If you spend another 2 weeks thinking about how to present that data, you can come up with, you know, 5 slides inside of a 20-slide presentation and communicate everything that you need to communicate. So it's an interesting format to channel creative energies because you're playing a game in some sense. You've got 400 seconds and 20 images to communicate what it is. What is it that you need to communicate out of this 6 weeks of work that you've done? What are the most important?
Yeah.
How can you keep them in people's minds?
So get muddled in details.
And we found out when we were putting this together, actually, that I was really good at coming up with what we needed to say and all of our, you know, the entire big picture. When it came to putting the pictures together, I thought literally, like how people usually put together PowerPoints, I'm like, I need something that literally explains this point. And she's a little more creative, and you know, Kane was like, "Oh, let's put her a picture of an engagement ring up there." I'm like, "What does that have to do with the audience?" You know, and you know, to think a little more out of the box. And some people don't have those skills, so it would be nice to collaborate.
I'm in the advertising industry, so I mean, it's like a UPS ad, so 30-second drop.
Oh yeah. Is everybody writing down?
They've been using something similar in subliminal conditioning, right? Just quick rapid images.
That's terrible.
If you slow down more,
I thought they figured out that subliminal. Someone else can pronounce it for me.
Subliminal.
That kind of advertising doesn't actually work, I thought. Does it?
It does.
It does?
Yeah.
Why do you think people bought iPads?
Because
it's cool.
That's what the subliminal message told you.
Anyone else with anything? They're
sorry.
That's okay. Do you want to start looking for them? All right, let's see what you guys were doing. Thank you.
Thank you.